on this Thursday, July 25th, 2024, also known as National Carousel Day.
Whoa. I'm so excited.
And Nassau Community College is located next to a bunch of museums. Some would call it a row of museums, Museum Row. And one of the museums there is the Long Island Children's Museum. And we are lucky enough to be joined by somebody from the Long Island Children's Museum. It's the Associate Director of Support Services, Josh Engel, who also oversees the operations of the 110-year-old Nunley's Carousel at the Long Island Children's Museum. So we're lucky to have him on the line right now. Josh, how are you?
Good morning. I'm doing very well. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. We appreciate you coming on a very special day, a very exciting day. A couple of us are actually going to be heading over to the carousel later this morning to hang out, maybe get on there a little bit. So first of all, tell me about the history of Nunley's Carousel and also the amusement park, you know, that was in Freeport for, I mean, how long? Almost 50 years?
Yes. So Nunley's Carousel originally was in Brooklyn for many years. And then in 1937, about there, it moved to Baldwin, right on Sunrise Highway, for Nunley's Amusements. And it was part of a whole amusement park that many Long Islanders for generations went to. They had ski ball, they had a Ferris wheel, and of course they had this very historic carousel. And then in 1995, Nunley's closed, and the carousel horses were saved up here on Museum Row. They put them in storage. And in 2009, the whole carousel was beautifully restored out in Ohio, brought back to Museum Row to entertain a whole new generation of riders, where it has been open ever since.
Josh, I am an older gentleman of the morning show, and I used to go to Nunley's all the time. I will actually never forgive Pep Boys for taking over the location of Nunley's. And the legacy of that carousel is unbelievable. I mean, what was the restoration process like? I mean, was this something that was an extensive, you know, sort of restoration? What was the details of actually repairing and getting this carousel back, you know, in its glorious condition that it is in today?
So while I was not part of the restoration, I do know a little bit of the history. So I know that the campaign started in about 2007. So it took about 2 years for the full restoration process. And I know that basically every horse and item on the carousel was shipped off, rebuilt, including some of the mechanical components. And they used paint that was specific to the time period when these horses were carved. So while the colors may not match what happened when they were at Nunley's, they match the correct time period back in 1912 when the horses were first carved. So they did a full extensive, you know, restoration of the carousel itself, made sure everything worked, including the band organ and the ring arm. So everything was very beautifully restored.
Yeah, when I was growing up, you know, you always hear these stories of, like, the golden ring. You have to get the ring. But when I was there as a kid, I don't ever remember that ring thing being a thing. So maybe it was before my time. But it is a part of the current carousel. Did you ever get a chance to go to Nunley's, Josh? Or are you a local guy? Or
so while I grew up here on Long Island, actually, I grew up in Oceanside. I did not get a chance to go to Nunley's before it closed down.
Oh. Well, it was, again, one of those just sad moments of my life. One of the, like, the early things in my life where I realized, oh, stuff doesn't last forever. But it's great that Nunley's Carousel, you know, kids are able to experience that. And I know a lot of, you know, my mom took my niece there, and she, you know, she's telling her stories of, you know, when I was a kid, I used to go there. I think that's such a great thing to keep this legacy of that Nunley's Carousel, you know, keep going and forever and ever. Hopefully, you know, can last, you know, an eternity.
Yes, and that's my favorite part about being at the carousel is listening to stories just like what you just said, where I rode this as a child, or, you know, this was my first date with my wife at the carousel. There's all these sorts of stories that this carousel has brought to Long Island, and now, you know, going forward is bringing new memories to a new generation of Long Islanders.
That's awesome. We're talking to Josh Engel, the Associate Director of Support Services at the Long Island Children's Museum, also the Director of Operations, you could say, of the 100 and, I mean, it's almost 112 years old now, being, if it was first formed in 1912. Let's go back to that, like, that time period, the Brooklyn days. I want to know more about the transition from Brooklyn. I believe it was Canarsie, eventually to Long Island, the Baldwin-Freeport area, where it stood for, you know, 55 years, which it's the Pet Boys on Sunrise Highway across from the yeah. train tracks, right?
Wait, no way.
Yeah.
Really? I had no idea.
Yeah, it's right next to the high school, and they had the best French fries there, and they had the best miniature golf course at that Nunley's. And one quick thing, there is a YouTube video of all these employees working at that Nunley's, like the last week of its existence. It's like a 35-minute uncut video. So if you want to get like a feel as to what the 90s was like, these kids are like, you know, just causing a ruckus, but it's an awesome thing. But yeah, how did it get from its original location to Nunley's? I don't know if you're familiar with that story, Josh.
That I'm not familiar with. I'm more familiar with once it got to Baldwin and became part of Nunley's. I believe it was acquired by the owner of Nunley's Amusements itself, but I don't know too much of the history from when it was in Canarsie to when it made its way to Baldwin.
It was such a shame that a lot of the other rides didn't make it. I know that the Ferris wheel that used to be at Nunley's is at a location somewhere in Long Beach outside of a restaurant. It is not operating. But, yeah, I mean, a lot of those old, you know, amusement park rides just go away. But it's so awesome that this one is here to stay. Is this one of the oldest carousels? I'd imagine it's got to be one of the oldest still in, you know, in use today.
Yes, it is. It is one of the oldest historic carousels in use. And actually, the carvers of the horses on the carousel are their names are Stein and Goldstein. There's only three true Stein and Goldstein carousels left. We have one here in Garden City, and then there's one in West Hartford and Central Park. So we're very special. We're part of this kind of special group of historic carousels.
So, Josh, when Nunley's closed, what happened to the carousel in between the restoration process and the closing of the park?
So from my understanding, that some of the horses were sold off. So they saved as many as they could, and they put them up here in a storage, in one of the storage hangars that's here on Museum Row. And they kind of basically just sat there until the restoration process began.
Didn't Billy Joel write? I know he wrote a song.
Yeah.
Based on that carousel. He's a Long Island guy. Did he have something to do with, you know, the preservation? I feel like he was somehow involved with this carousel, you know, coming to the, you know, the Children's Museum. I don't know if
yes. So Billy Joel was big into Nunley's, and he wrote a song for Nunley's Carousel. When it came time for restoration, one of the horses was sponsored and restored by Billy Joel, and you can see that on the horse when you come visit the carousel. It says on the bottom, you know, restoration by Billy Joel.
Oh, I'm riding that one today. I'm riding the Billy Joel horse today. Now, Josh, you also work with the Children's Museum, right?
That is correct.
So I haven't been to the Children's Museum in quite some time. In fact, they don't allow adults there unless they are accompanied by a kid. So I'm not allowed there, actually.
Yeah, I would say for good reason.
But
yeah, especially someone like you.
What are some of the attractions that they have at the Children's Museum? Because I remember a bubble. I remember being trapped.
Oh, the bubble.
Trapped in a giant bubble. Is that something that's still there?
That is still here.
Awesome.
We have many of the fan favorite exhibits, such as Bubbles. We have Tot Spot, which is a whole area that mimics a Long Island town for those really, really little ones. We have a Kiva Gallery. We have a gallery called Feast for Beasts, where we house some animals that we have animal programming, such as Animal Bath Time. And our newest exhibit, we have a traveling exhibit that kind of changes periodically. Right now, we have the Thomas exhibit.
Oh, like Thomas the Tank Engine.
Is there only people named Thomas in the exhibit?
No, it's the Tank Engine,
no, Thomas
Sandy.
The Tank Engine,
oh, okay. I understand now.
So where is the carousel located now? What kind of building is it located in?
So the carousel, which is a great part, it's in an enclosed building, so it's open year-round. It's in between the Cradle of Aviation, the Firefighters Museum, and the Children's Museum. So on Museum Row is kind of right in the middle of it.
And when is that open? Is that open during the week, or what's the operation hours for the carousel?
So our summer hours are Wednesday through Sunday from 12:30 to 3, with our last ride being at 2:45.
Awesome. And are you guys doing anything special today as far as, you know, celebrating National Carousel Day? I know we're going to be down there in a little bit, but any you know, extra festivities, or is it just, you know, just a regular day?
Well, to stay true to the carousel, it'll be open. We have some lawn games, or they might be inside today if the weather doesn't cooperate. But a special thing we're doing in honor of National Carousel Day is that every child who has an admission ticket to the Long Island Children's Museum will get a free ride ticket for the carousel. So if they come visit us at the Children's Museum, every child can also visit us at the carousel.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. And it's on the 153rd anniversary of the registration of the first patent for a carousel designed by William Schneider in 1871.
Wow.
So that's where they came up with National Carousel Day. And we're really looking forward to getting over to the carousel later this morning in the early afternoon to maybe ride the carousel. I know, Justin, you...
I'll be there at, I think, 11:30. So if you want to meet me... And I'll be riding the Billy Joel, you know, funded horse at 11:30.
Does it look like Billy Joel the horse?
Does it have his, like, face on it?
Yeah.
I think that would really drive up sales.
Josh, yeah. You want to shine some light on that? Does it look like Billy Joel?
It doesn't look like Billy Joel. It's actually one of the middle ones.
Does it go up and down?
It's a very intricate horse.
Because I know some of them don't go up and down, at least from what I remember as a kid.
It has to go up and down.
Does the Billy Joel one go up and down?
Actually, I do not believe the Billy Joel one.
Come on! I will not be riding the Billy Joel horse,
no.
then.
No.
Breaking news.
Now, well, does it? It has to at least look like Billy Joel,
It doesn't.
Though.
It doesn't.
This is horrible. What's even the point?
Now, Josh, before...
Billy Joel, make this happen.
Before we let you go, the most important question of the morning, and we've kind of gotten to it. Are you a pony guy or a bench guy when you're on your carousel?
Oh, I like the pony because I like to go out and, you know, try to collect the rings.
Aww.
All right.
That's a man's man right there.
I do have one more question.
Go for it.
I immediately forgot what the question was.
Terrible job, Sandy.
This is so embarrassing.
Well, Josh, thank you so much for the time. I cannot wait to head down there and, you know, ride the ponies, baby.
Oh, wait. I remembered my question.
Oh, God.
Do you have a favorite one? Do you have a favorite pony on the carousel that it makes all the other ponies jealous?
So I like the pony's name is Penny, and it has roses on the side of the horse. And when we first reopened, from the COVID shutdown and the Children's Museum took over operations, we had... someone from the Nunley's family come here, and that was their favorite horse. So when it was in Nunley's in Baldwin, that specific horse was always her horse when she got to the carousel. So that kind of has a special place in my heart since she was at opening day.
I'm riding Penny today, then.
Penny, let's go.
Well, as long as Josh doesn't get there first, I guess. Well,
Penny's goated.
Josh, we appreciate you coming on very much, and hope to see you soon.
Thank you very much for having me, and I can't wait to see you later.
Absolutely. That was Josh Engel, the Associate Director of Support Services for the Long Island Children's Museum and Nunley's Carousel, located really just, you know, we could walk there from our station.
I do it all the time, actually. Not to that specific thing,
for
but like...
reasons?
Just
to look at what?
To people watch.
They have the Aviation Museum right there.
Yeah, planes.
Yeah.
Nunley's was the best, though. They had amazing food. They had an awesome arcade. I remember playing the Terminator 2 arcade game there. But more importantly, the mini golf. Mini golf. Mm. Today's day and age, mini golf is so bad on Long Island. Do you ever go to the Eisenhower mini golf course?
No,
no,
that one's bad.
It's terrible.
Jones Beach has a good one.
It's better than it used to be.
Is the Jones one 18 holes, though?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, it is? Okay.
I wish it was more. But I do actually have to say, I'm, like, violently jealous because I live in Baldwin. Well, I used to live in Baldwin, only a couple minutes from that Pep Boys. So I would have loved to grow up with something like that. That's,
it was so good.
So sad.
You know, every summer night, I feel like we went in the... I can remember specifically, like, my parents saying, if you eat these peas... You get to go to Nunley's. I remember not wanting to eat peas, but I ate the peas.
She made you eat the what?
She made me eat peas.
That's horrible.